Women are increasingly becoming the face of agriculture. That story next on This Land of Ours. Over the past decade, the presence of women in agriculture has increased, with a more than 20% rise in the number of female farm operators, according to the latest Census of Agriculture. American Farm Bureau Federation Women's Leadership Committee Chair Terry Gilbert of Kentucky explains what's contributed to this increase.
There are women who are getting into farming to do specialty type farming. A lot of women are involved in the vegetable and fruit area that is reaching that local market. Everybody wants to know their farmer, know their food, and know where their food comes from. And I think a lot of women are getting into farming, answering that need.
Gilbert says women in agriculture still face obstacles.
There still seems to be a little bit of a prejudice or negativity against a woman. Well, she can't do what a man can do. But I think women are extremely capable of being leaders in our agriculture industry and in our organizations.
One woman who broke through those obstacles was Pam Johnson of Iowa, who served last year as the first woman president of the National Corn Growers Association.
I'm a sixth-generation farmer. I come from a long line of strong men and women, and I have seen how the women, you know, are the glue that kind of holds things together back home. I think it's very important to recognize the value of the woman back home, the person who's out on the farm, and also to recognize that there is potential and possibility for farm women now to get more involved in leadership positions than ever have been. I've got a lot of respect for women in agriculture, young and old.
I'm Cindy Zimmerman, Southeast AgNet.